most people know now that there was a new pilot scheme involved in Ballyfence and Urder over a year and a half ago, and basically that's where there was new crossings erected, but there was no signage, no flashing lights, and apparently these are called courtesy crossings. There's been quite a bit of complaints and various people saying traffic are not stopping. So now we have a two-phased solution being proposed. This is obviously coming from the TIA, not the kind of council. So first of all, the intent is to put up signage, and they're also going to highlight the lines on the road. Next, what they're going to do, they're going to go out to public consultation. They're talking about moving the one at the Bank of Ireland, which a lot of people do agree with. And then what they're going to do then is raise, you know, where the people cross the road, they're actually going to raise them as wee platforms to obviously slow down the traffic, but to let vehicles, they'll be fully aware then because they'll see that they're raised. So the new signage, raised tables going across the road, that's where the pedestrians will cross. And also then they're going to look at the lighting. There's also been for years complaints about the fence door, the lighting's not good at night. So they're going to re-look at that. But phase one is going to be put up signage and just to highlight the crossings a bit better. But before they go to phase two, there will be public consultation. One downside and to all of us, particularly for businesses, they may lose some parking beside some of the crossings where they mightn't meet the standard. You know, some of these crossings are not wide enough on that. So, look, we don't know. It will go out to business and the public to have a submission on it. And as I say, part of that is moving the Bank of Ireland. So, look, it's welcome. It's welcome improvements now, and it will help people in the town cross the roads and let vehicles be aware. But as I say, we'll have to wait to come out for planning and part eight, and that's when the public and the businesses will have their say on it.